All right, and as you are listening, we are taking a look at what is happening here with getting ahead at work, assessing our own self-limiting beliefs. Check out what's happening with childhood now. It's critical. Change your relationship with failure and rejection. Failure can be considered as feedback for your come up, rejection, a redirection to the right path. So stop waiting to feel 100% ready. Confidence is not a one-time event. It's a series of actions and steps, making a weekly commitment to challenge at least one of your self-limiting beliefs can help boost your confidence. How about this? Identify the success metrics that are really important for the company you work for and your manager. The success metrics. Are you daily? Are your daily tasks and your daily goals aligned with what your company or your manager really care about? What keeps them up at night? What are their top two or three priorities or success metrics? For example, do they want to really beef up the ability to have repeat customers calling on you? Do they want to reduce employee injuries? Are they really focusing on increasing demand for a particular product? How can you quantitatively measure your accomplishments and results in helping them with those goals? That way, when it comes to articulate the value that you bring to the workplace and the reasons why you should get promoted, you can paint a clear picture of your capabilities and your impact to the business's bottom line. How about this? I remember reading an article, you know, you're thinking about your value to the company. I'm thinking about an article I read with regards to Elon Musk, who is overseeing the development of what are touted as being maybe some of the most promising electric cars, Tesla, in the world, at least in America. And apparently his secretary went to him one day. She'd been with him for years, and she wanted a raise. A significant raise. So he decided, well, I'll tell you what. Don't come to work. I think it was like for the next 2 or the next 3 weeks, and I'm going to see how I get along without you. He discovered that really he did not need her. So not only did she not get the raise she requested, she lost her job. What is your value to the organization? Can you demonstrate your value to the organization? And one of the best ways to do that, find out what's important to them and contribute to it. All right, what else can you do? You can find one or two sponsors in your workplace who are aware of your strengths and your desire to get ahead, but who have also observed your style and your behavior in real life situations and can advocate on your behalf for promotion and advancement at work. Your sponsor should have a mix of influence, credibility, and power in the workplace. Influence, credibility, and power. Schedule a meeting with that person. Schedule it so you can ask questions and gather feedback about navigating the company's culture and politics. For instance, where is the business headed? What are the top priorities or pain points? What skills and specific behaviors do you need to demonstrate in order to get ahead? What's the communication style of the hiring manager and the best way to present yourself for opportunities? That's very important. Knowing how to present yourself, the best way to present yourself. All right, how about this? Think beyond your role or your job. Sometimes when changes or problems arise at work, we often think from a departmental view, which focuses on our own needs and our own limitations. If you're looking to get ahead, you have to understand the market demands and company-wide factors that may have influenced those tough decisions. By thinking this way and encouraging your colleagues to see the bigger picture, you can position yourself as a change agent within the company who can drive the vision and get buy-in from other employees while increasing your visibility as a leader at work. So one of the things that you want to avoid doing is joining in the complain game when changes are presented, when challenges are presented. Anyone can do that. Anyone can complain. What you want to do is understand the reason for the change as much as possible and see how you can adapt to that change and maybe help with the change. And that's not just, you know, a great way to talk. I found myself involved in engaging in some of those very situations myself in times past. Changes are coming about, and the change is inevitable. Why waste precious time and energy complaining about the change rather than seeing how you can engage in the process of the change? It may be a matter of even going to those who are responsible for initiating and implementing the change and sharing with them some of the complaints that you've been hearing and suggesting ways of dealing with those complaints. Sometimes, for example, management overlooks the fact that it really is beneficial very often to get feedback from the people who might be the most impacted by the change. They may be able to provide feedback, input on how to best implement the change, the pace at which to implement it, some of the specific steps that may need to be added, some that may need to be deleted from the process. All right. You want in the show that you really are a team player as well as someone who can lead. Make sure that you walk into a meeting fully prepared to ask questions and add value to the discussion. Don't think that people in leadership position will be offended if you ask questions. Very often, they will be impressed if you bring questions to the table, especially if you don't come with the impression that you have a chip on your shoulder and you just want to grind away at them. No, make it clear that you have some legitimate questions that you'd like to ask because it will help you with your understanding of the company and where the company is going, but also be ready to provide input, answers to questions they may have, even if they're not aware of those questions. You may be thinking of some things that they're not thinking of, but should have been thinking of. Be ready to put that on the table as well. If you're looking to get promoted at work, your behavior and your actions towards other people will be a key consideration for the person who assesses your performance. Also, during meetings, stop being solely focused on taking notes so that you can speak up and engage. It doesn't mean don't take notes. It does mean make sure that you are engaging, you are actively participating in discussion, in conversation. Although having notepads, laptops, and smartphones make it easy to take notes, sometimes it distracts people from seeing your true leadership potential. Find stretch assignments, a specific project to develop experience and/or expertise outside of your regular routine tasks. Once you've demonstrated working at your level, which is, of course, necessary, working at your level has to be done. That's the basics. But once you have proven you can take care of the basics, demonstrate that you can move beyond the basics. You can take care of more than just what is, quote unquote, your job. Find assignments that will take you above your level. Your work sponsor can also help you land stretch assignments, jobs that have you doing more than is required for your, quote unquote, your job. And understand this, sometimes rules can be broken. Let's say you review a job vacancy for a promotion at work, but the requirements state that the applicant must have 5+ years of experience, but you only have 2 years experience. Apply anyway. Here's the thing, sometimes transferable skills matter, and personality can sometimes trump skill sets during the hiring process. Besides, even if you get the interview but don't get the job, it's an opportunity to ask a hiring manager for feedback, which can set you up for success at a later date for some other job. All right, when we come back, let's take a look at something that we can consume that can help us with our health, specifically when it comes to those of you who might be dealing with rheumatoid arthritis and or high blood pressure.